At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, and welcome in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you. Friday football is what we've got on our mind here, as we've got not only another game in the NFL here tonight, as we welcomed back the NFL last night, week one, with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. We do get to follow that up with a little Friday football as well. And while the Baltimore Ravens ticket holders mourn a toe that might have been on the white line, yet nobody seems to recall the wide open Zay Flowers, the play prior to that, that Lamar Jackson threw the ball 9 feet behind. But hey, I digress. It was a good win by the Kansas City Chiefs. I still have a ton of question marks about the Baltimore Ravens. I have this distinct feeling that the Ravens are going to digress on offense, and it's going to become the Lamar Jackson show again. And I believe we've already seen that episode, and it usually doesn't end well for the Baltimore Ravens. It usually ends with Lamar Jackson having to do everything and eventually getting hurt. And then, oops, they don't have enough to get through the postseason. So I'm a little worried about that. The same could be said for tonight's game with the Packers taking on the Eagles. There are definitely concerns for both teams here, as a whole lot of new faces for the Philadelphia Eagles tonight, taking on a new revamped defense of the Green Bay Packers. And we all know how terrible the Green Bay Packers defense was last year. But this is not in Lambeau. This is not in Philly. This is in a neutral site game in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It is on a field surface grass, from what we understand, and we're not having to worry about any sort of footing issues. All reports are that they're giving the green light that this is a fast track for this game. So that is good news for both of these teams. Weather doesn't seem like it's going to be an issue. The only questions that we have here is that, well, for the Eagles, let's start there. We got a new defensive coordinator for the Eagles because their defense was hot trash last year as well. As you might recall, halfway through the season, Nick Sirianni thought it'd be a great idea to have Matt Patricia calling plays. Well, that didn't work out all that well. So what did they do? Well, they went out and got the next best, the best, if you will, in Vic Fangio. And my goodness, what a different defense this could very well look like here. However, their first two drafts this year were cornerbacks, so they addressed the secondary big time. Darius Slay, of course, is in there, and he will be the most experienced member of that secondary. And we also know that Isaiah Rogers, also very underrated, coming off a gambling suspension, you might recall. And he was let go, but he has been phenomenal in years past. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who led the NFL in interceptions in 2022 with the Eagles. There are pieces here. This is going to be a brand new Eagles defense with some very young players in the back end. But Vic Fangio, if it's the one thing that we know about Fangio's defense over the years, is it takes a little time to get acclimated. I can tell you here in Miami, where Fangio stepped in for a very brief time, they didn't like him a whole lot. The players complained about how tough the defense was to learn, to understand. They thought he was too hard-nosed. He was an old-school guy, yada, yada, yada. And listen, we get it. This generation of player might not exactly enjoy the calling out in the way that Vic Fangio enjoys doing that, like old school a la Belichick and company. But the reality is the Miami defense was better off for it. I do think the Eagles defense is going to be better off for it. No Fletcher Cox anymore. No Hassan Reddick. I mean, well, I'd like to say he's on the Jets now, but he's not even on the Jets because nobody seems to know where the hell he is. He's supposed to be wearing a Jets uniform, but that doesn't seem to be happening here. Instead, they do have Bryce Huff, a former Jet, that is going to be rushing the passer here. We also have a new offensive coordinator for the Eagles, folks. Kellen Moore is your OC. Remember him, Kellen Moore? Yeah. Dallas Cowboys? Yeah, that's it. What was it? Charger? Yeah, Kellen Moore now on his third or fourth stop here along the way. And we are going to see whether or not Kellen Moore can actually utilize a running game, something he has been unable to do in his previous stops. But he's going to have one of the game's best in Saquon Barkley as a running back here. That's what the Eagles did. They gave him a 3-year, $38 million deal, which if they can utilize him in the correct way, he is one of the biggest weapons that the Eagles have. But of course, we saw what he can do behind a atrocious offensive line like the Giants had. They won't have that kind of issues here in Philadelphia, although Kelce is gone. So there are going to be some question marks at the center position in the offensive line. The bottom line is this is some new faces, new offensive and defensive coordinators, new schemes, new concepts, and of course, Jalen Hurts, who didn't do a great job under pressure last year. The whole key to Jalen Hurts is to blitz him. So what do you think we're going to get from a new defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, who also loaded up on the defensive side of the ball in the offseason? I expect Green Bay, they're going to be much better. Xavier McKinney in the safety spot, 4 years, $68 million deal. He is going to be the captain of that secondary, and I do anticipate that is going to be a much better Green Bay defense this year than it was last year. On offense, guess what? The entire squad, except for Aaron Jones in the backfield, is going to be back. So we're going to have a much improved, obviously, Jordan Love that might have had the greatest eight-game stretch that we have ever seen a quarterback have in the NFL in a long time. A eight-game stretch at the end of that season last year that saw him almost upend a couple of teams along the way in the playoffs there. Not to mention, he got quite the payday, didn't he, for his efforts. I think Jordan Love is poised to have a monster season this year. He's got the same weapons, the young weapons that he had a year ago. I do think that this is going to be a fun game here tonight. When you look at what these guys have been able to do, Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love, and you look at some of the prop numbers that they've got going on here tonight, 240 you can see there for Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. Same thing right around 254, 255 for Jordan Love. They are going to throw the ball here. Both of these teams should have success throwing the ball here tonight and to take advantage of the secondaries on both these teams. Bottom line for me is this feels like a huge coin flip kind of game. If I'm leaning anywhere, I'm leaning towards the over in this one here tonight, because I do think points are going to be available for both of these teams. But again, in week one of the NFL season, we don't want to get crazy. We've got a lot to learn about both of these teams. I am looking forward to seeing what Kellen Moore can do offensively. It's a brand new playbook now for Philadelphia, keep in mind. I want to see how is he going to utilize Barkley? How is he going to utilize these wide receivers? What is he going to do to mitigate the fact that every time Jalen Hurts was blitzed?
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Last year, bad things happened. What is Kellen Moore going to bring to the table for this Philadelphia Eagles team? How long is Vic Fangio, how long is it going to take for this defense to get acclimated to his system? A lot of questions that I think we'll have better answers for as this game starts, which is why I think it is a great opportunity for an in-game live betting. We'll talk much more about this game as well as college football when Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on a Friday on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to hang with us here as we get ready for the first full weekend of both college football and NFL action. Week one back in the saddle again. You got to love it. A couple of college football games of note tonight. SMU and BYU will go at it, new members of the ACC. And then we got a little ACC Big Ten battle happening with Duke taking on Northwestern in the Windy City there in Chicago, where wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour expected in this game. As you can tell, that total at 37.5 tells you all you need to know about the offense we're going to see in this game. We'll have some plays on both of those games and breakdowns coming up for you. But I want to welcome in our good friend George Kurtz to the show here. As Kurtz, took long enough, but we finally got the NFL back, and we were given one heck of a game last night to kick off the season. I mean, if you're going to tell me we're going to get more and more games like that last night, man, the ratings will go through the roof. Sign me up. But unfortunately, the Patriots are in the league, and that means we're never going to get anything even close to what we saw last night. But it feels like we're going to get something like that tonight, because I do think in this game, even though it's in Brazil, this is a coin flip game to me. How are you looking at it when it's all said and done?
Oh, I agree. Man, you can make a pretty strong argument, right, Joe, that last night will be the best ending we're going to see this season. What is it, 272 more games or whatever it is? And we may have seen the best ending we're going to see. I mean, if Isaiah Likely is one size shorter shoe, you know, they're going for that two points for the win there. I think tonight's another good game, right? It should be somewhat interesting. I worry about the Eagles because you have two new coordinators, right? We got Fangio on defense and you got Kellen Moore on offense. So how is that going to manufacture? What's going to happen there? All right. So I wonder if we don't see the best of the Eagles until October, until they get used to it. But man, they didn't play any of their starters during preseason. So they're a little bit behind the eight ball here. That's my long way of saying I like the Packers tonight. I'm going to take the points here. All right, I think we get points on the board as well. So I'm going to go the over also here. What are we up to? We have 49.5. We got it earlier when it was 40. I think it was 47. Might have been 48.5. So we got a little earlier there. So a lot of people are on the over tonight, thinking a lot of points are coming. I'm with them. I think we're going to get points tonight. I'm taking Green Bay. Close game, though. Should be another good contest.
I think it will be a good one, and I am with you. I think this is a good opportunity. I think it's going to be a good live betting opportunity as well, because one of these two teams you'll be able to get at, I think, a much better price here, depending on how things go. The one thing we know for sure is that the weapons are back. I mean, this entire offense, sans Aaron Jones, but he was hurt most of last year. Dylan's not available, so the running game is a little – oh, that's right. Josh Jacobs is now your running back for the Green Bay Packers. So you kind of think that now another year under their belt, something clicked with Jordan Love last year in that final eight games, made himself a whole lot of money, has a opportunity now to build off of that with very familiar receivers and offensive line. The sky is the limit, I think, for this offense. Big question marks. New defensive coordinator for Green Bay. Big question marks on that side. But there should not be a problem for Green Bay moving the ball at all this year. Are you expecting good things or great things, really, from Jordan Love after what you saw last year?
I think Green Bay made the right decision here. They're giving him the big contract. So, yeah, I think he is going to be that franchise QB. It's just not fair, Joe. They're going to go from Favre to Rodgers to Love. It's just not right.
Oh, it's awful.
All right? And not miss a beat. It's good to be a Green Bay Packers fan. I think 1-53, they might be the best team in the NFL. They play any style of football you want. You want to put the ball in the air? Love can do that with his quartet of wide receivers. They may not be any true number ones there, but they're a whole bunch of number twos. You want to play smash mouth? They can do that with Josh Jacobs. And I think, by the way, I think they're going to kill Jacobs this year. He's in the final year of his contract. They're going to give him 350-plus touches. Go ahead. Go run the ball all you like, buddy. And then they'll move on from him next year. That's what I expect them to do here. So good team. The defense will be better than it was last year. Right? It got better as the season went on here, but it'll be better than it was last year. Really good football team. The way to attack the Eagles, you know, by last year was through the air. Right? They couldn't cover anybody. They tried to address that in the draft. Right? They took like 17 cornerbacks there. Is it going to work out week one? We'll see. It might be a little work in progress here for the Eagles. For the Eagles on offense, I'm as curious as anybody else. Are we still doing the brotherly shove here? I think Hurts got hurt on that last year. I think that's why he declined over the second half. Maybe it was a back injury, something like that. Everybody fooling on him. No Jason Kelce. And do you need to do it with Saquon Barkley? Right? How's that going to affect things? All right, so I think it's going to be very interesting on both sides of the ball here. The Eagles, we know they're loaded, especially on offense. They should be able to move the ball also, which is why so many of us think that it's going to be a high-scoring game tonight. So it should be fun. We'll find out about both teams, hey, in about 2 hours.
As a Cowboy fan, you know Kellen Moore and his offense. I can't for the life of me at any point remember a great rushing team that the OC was Kellen Moore was behind. The running game has always been the worst part of him being an OC in spots. So what do they do with Barkley? I mean, you gave the guy 3 years, $38 million. I'm not convinced Kellen Moore is the guy that is suddenly all of a sudden going to take Barkley to another level. I worry that this is going to become a very pass-happy Eagles team, and Barkley is never really going to be utilized the way he probably should be.
Well, that's fair. Now they have Barkley. Will they change their offensive philosophy? Now, you're right about Moore. Right? Moore doesn't want to do dump-offs. He wants to put the ball into the secondary. What was the other quote from Mike McCarthy, the current Cowboy GM coach, about why they moved on from Moore? He only cares about scoring points. Okay, isn't that his job? But I think what he was trying to say is he puts the ball into a secondary, he takes chances. So I expect to do more of that. But how will they use Barkley? I mean, will little dump off passes be pretty much in place of runs? You know, which is fine. Yep. You'll still get your 4 or 5 yards there, and Barkley can break those as well here. But I'm as curious as anyone else to see how Kellen Moore equates Barkley, who's the best running back he's ever had. Let's not forget that as well. He had Ezekiel Elliott.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
At the end, Tony Pollard, who was really 50-50 with Zeke here. So let's see how he uses Barkley, the best running back he's ever had.
A lot of questions to be answered. Much more Week 1 NFL coming up on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Jeremy Ari alongside George Kurtz here as we get ready for week one of the NFL season. We had one game last night. We got one game here tonight with Green Bay and Philadelphia. And then Sunday, another loaded slate here, Kurtz. But we'll run down a couple of games here quick of note coming up in week one. And injury concerns, I guess, in Pittsburgh, where we thought we knew who the quarterback was going to be, Russell Wilson, but maybe not. There's some concerns that he might be injured. Maybe it's going to be Fields. Does it really matter, though? But the market is now given Pittsburgh over a field goal, plus 3.5 for Pittsburgh. To me, the value lies taking that hook, unless you think otherwise.
I think Pittsburgh's better off with Justin Fields, first off. All right? I think they're much better off with Fields. All right? I think he should be a starting quarterback there. My problem's going to be they haven't designed the offense around him. Right? He's more of a running quarterback. You need to design the offense, and they haven't done that. So that concerns me somewhat. I'm also very much aware, by the way. Craig Mitchell would yell at me now for saying this, but when can you tell a coach is lying? When his lips move. So yes, I don't know if Mike Tomlin's telling the truth here. I mean, is Russell really questionable? Is he probably going? No, Tomlin knows more than he's letting on is what I'm trying to say here. He wants to make sure, and Raheem Morris has admitted this, he wants to make sure that Morris is preparing for Fields, right? Take some practice time away, take some thought time away, and make sure you think about Fields here. So we'll see here. But I liked Atlanta a lot when Russell Wilson was the quarterback. I'm a little bit more worried now that Fields might go here, but still, I like the Falcons at home. I think this is a decent, not a Super Bowl team, don't get me wrong. They're not there with Green Bay, Detroit, San Fran, but I think this is a really good team, maybe the fourth or fifth best team in the NFC, and if you want to be that team, you got to take care of a Pittsburgh team that I don't think is all that great.
Yeah, to me, this all comes down to a 50-20-2 to the under in all regular season road games in the last 9 years under Mike Tomlin. They play conservative on the road. The defense they play one score games, and they do that purposely. And that is why you have nearly a 70% return on the unders on Steeler road games. I think it's down to 41. I don't think they get the 40, Kurtz, quite honestly. I don't know how they're going to score a whole lot of points because that Falcons defense, have you seen what they got? That Falcons defense, including all sorts of, with Raheem Morris there as the coach, a great defensive-minded guy. Patrick, I don't, just call me crazy. I do think this is going to be a slugfest here. Under would be the only way I'd look at this one, no?
I don't mind the under. What's good? I don't think Pittsburgh's going to score many points. And Atlanta, we haven't seen much of them. They have the weapons to do it, but Pittsburgh's generally got a good defense. I have it at 42.5, by the way. So you're even getting an extra point and a half here.
Yeah, even better.
So I didn't bet it, mind you. I did take Atlanta, but I didn't take the under. But I'm not betting the over. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, the all-pro safety. This Atlanta defense is stacked, people. This is going to be an interesting year for them. How much will Chase or Higgins matter this week with Joe Burrow having to play the Patriots?
I mean, if they're both, I don't think T. Higgins is playing, right? That would be a shock. He's doubtful now. Chase is being very coy about what he's going to do. I think Jamar plays, all right? But he's not going to play a full complement of snaps, Joe. He hasn't practiced. So he's, I don't know, he'll be on the field half the time, be a decoy, whatever he might be. Let me put it this way. At one point, you know, I thought the Bengals were the chalk play for Survivor, right? I would not take the Bengals anymore. All right. I'm sure they'll win anyway, but I don't know who they're throwing the ball to. Can they run the ball? I don't know if Brown's going to be any good. You know, it's not that there's no threat of the passing game here. I think this could be another boring game where Cincinnati's like, you know what, let's just get the hell out of here with a win. All right, let's get the win here. You know, it'll be like, you know, 20-13, something like that. So I'm staying away from the Bengals here. I won't have any of their plays other than the what's the over under here? Can we get a good under?
40.5 now. But it was 42.5. It's 40.5. I am with you here. I think this is going to be another interesting first couple of games for Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. It's great that Joe Burrow is back. But they got some questions to answer as far as I'm concerned here offensively until they can get that full complement, ready to go here. All right, Kurtz, outstanding stuff. Football is back. Thank goodness for that. We'll take a look at some college football coming up as well. Let's not forget two games here tonight. I know you're a big college football guy. Kurtz, you are the first one to change it the minute it comes on. So we'll have that for you when Game Time Decisions returns on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Football Friday as we get ready for not only college football week two to get underway with a handful of games happening tonight. Of course, we have another NFL game in Brazil, though, with Green Bay taking on Philadelphia. We got treated to a great game one of this 2024-25 season last night with Kansas City and Baltimore. It's going to be hard to kind of top that, but I do think Green Bay and Philadelphia, this should be an interesting one as we welcome in our good friend Adam Kaufman, who of course will be part of the in-game live crew handling the 4 o'clock kickoffs coming up this Sunday, which is awesome there, as the NFL has told us now we will absolutely have at least a minimum of 3 late afternoon slate games heading into Sunday night. So there's going to be plenty of action there, Adam. But tonight, I think there should be plenty of action in this one, too. I thought maybe the defenses would get a few more stops last night. They didn't. How much faith do you have that the defenses will get stops here tonight on their way to a, what, 49.5 total right now?
All right, well, first of all, football, right? Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday college, boom. Sunday all day NFL, Monday night football. So 5 straight days of just living the good life, my friend. So let's get excited. You're right. Last night was a great game. It mostly went my way. I was on the Chiefs rather convincingly. I had them, you know, not just obviously money line, but with the spread. Now that almost got screwed up. Isaiah Likely's toe ultimately was the difference. And it just goes to show, you know, you're talking about the total in the game tonight, 49.5, wherever it sits exactly, and depends obviously where you are and shopping it around. We see, just look to game one of the NFL season, how important that number is, because I originally, the first time that I placed a bet on that Chiefs game last night, it was the under 47.5 points. And then as the week went on and then getting to the day yesterday, I doubled down, except this time I went 46.5 because that was what was available at the time. Well, one won, one lost, and they both very nearly, you know, lost on account of obviously the toe. So it speaks to the element of luck that can be involved in this stuff. I heard you talking about the total earlier, and you know, I fully understand why someone would want to go over in this game, because you have two very talented offenses, and you have two, at least last year, we don't know about this year yet, but last year, really anemic secondaries. I mean, teams were able to throw all over that that secondary for both Philly as, and to a lesser degree, Green Bay, but Packers as well. And so it was just points, points, points anytime that either of those teams were in action. That being said, I do like the under tonight, and maybe some of it is the fact that the game is in Brazil. Guys haven't been leaving their hotel rooms or the hotel in general. They're, you know, kind of out of their element. It is the first game of the season. Some of these guys, you know, a good chunk of the stars didn't really participate in preseason. So there's a rust factor coming in. Now, obviously, that can look terrible if, you know, you get 21 first quarter points and these teams come out of the chute strong. But I think scoring is going to be kind of at a premium, barring dumb mistakes, turnovers, scoop and scores, pick sixes, whatever else. So I like the under in this one, and I'm on Philly. I ultimately believe, as much as these are both good teams, and I think they're both going to be playoff teams, I like the Eagles to win that division. And I think that they, you know, that road starts here. You know, Jalen Hurts is healthy. He was banged up a lot of last year. Saquon Barkley, huge addition, playing behind a great offensive line for really the first time in his career, and with a complement of other options in the offense, which he has never really had. A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, those guys could all go crazy tonight. So I like Philly on that side.
Well, then let's talk Philly here for a second in the prop betting market. We know that they're going to get into the red zone, and when they do, I can't imagine that you've given Barkley this kind of money to let your quarterback try and run the ball in tush push aside. And I don't even know how much they're going to try that this year without Kelce at center. But I would imagine that Barkley is alive for an anytime touchdown here tonight for Philadelphia, because he can also catch the damn ball.
You know, I like to read a lot of stuff leading into these island games and really check out where people are putting their money in terms of cappers in the space that I enjoy talking to. And last night, the super, super chalk play was a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. Sure enough, first score of the game. Tonight, I feel like you'd be hard pressed to find someone who has built the same game parlay for this one that didn't include a Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown. So I'm right there with you. I think it's going to happen. I might even invest a little bit in the first score of the game. I think it makes sense. But as you said, although Jalen Hurts certainly has the ability to rush in to score, I don't know that he will be as inclined to, you know, force the opportunity as maybe he would have with DeAndre Swift, who, by the way, had a very good year last year. But Saquon Barkley is a supreme improvement, a remarkably better player than Swift is.
Oh, yeah. It's not even going to be close in this one here. How about for the Green Bay side? Who are you looking to have a big night here tonight? Christian Watson sounds like he's finally healthy here. He's a deep threat. We know Jordan Love and LaFleur love to push the ball down the field. So any of these longest catches props or yardage prop for these guys, anybody you're looking at?
So on the Packers side of things, you know, for Christian Watson, I mean, I get it. Supposedly he's healthy. For him, at least for game one, for the first couple weeks, maybe the first month, for me, it's I'll believe it when I see it. You know, honestly, I have more faith in Romeo Doubs. But, you know, the guy that I would pick, you know, the number one there, as far as I'm concerned, with a very modest prop line sitting at, what is it, I think 45 or 42 and a half points, and the rushing receiving combined number is still below 50. That's Jaden Reed. I think Reed is going to be a focal point. I think he's going to be very, very involved. And you can't discount the fact that this team has added Josh Jacobs in the backfield in replacing Aaron Jones. And between the two, while Jacobs is, you know, a viable pass catching threat, Jones to me got more of that attention. And you know, you don't have AJ Dillon anymore either as a, you know, supplanting option. And so I just think the passing game is going to be that much more important for Jordan Love, and I think he's going to really be leaning on a guy like Reed.
It's and Hurts, if they're gonna put, and we know Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, boy does he love pushing the, you know, throwing the ball. This is never a great running coach, OC, but a very good pass playing thing. So who is the guy on Philadelphia that's going to catch the touchdowns here tonight? Who's going to have the most receiving yards? Is it Brown? Is it Smith? Is it Dotson? Who's the guy in your book that's going to get it done?
People keep bringing up Dotson like he's going to do what Worthy did last night for the Chiefs, and maybe he will, and yeah. I just don't see it, but that's not the guy that I'm investing my money in, even though obviously you're going to get more favorable lines. I think that, you know, it goes without saying, as talented as Smith is, A.J. Brown is the number one over there, but with that comes, you know, the top cornerback option, and trying to take him out of the game, that is going to be a priority for that defense, and so Smith becomes the next guy. I think that, you know, Hurts, we saw it as the season went on last year. He was really feeding Devonta Smith the ball as, you know, he got that much more comfortable. He's coming off, what, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in his first 2 years in the league. So it's not a new thing to say that, hey, Devonta Smith is really good. So I think that's the guy. I think he's going to find the end zone. If we're talking about more short yardage passes, I think you have to consider.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Consider Dallas Goedert. And then we were talking about Saquon Barkley. You know, as much as I like his rushing line, maybe I would just skip that and go with the rushing combined with receiving, because that is still below 90. And I think he is going to be very involved overall.
I agree with you there. Smith, by the way, that's one catch, people. And don't think that that's not very possible. Adam Kaufman, always a pleasure, brother. Enjoy the game here tonight. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on a football Friday as we get ready for the NFL and college football here tonight. A big night, and of course, an abbreviated Game Time Decisions here tonight as we've got a lot of football coming up here. And anytime you are in Brazil and the NFL is front and center with Philadelphia and Green Bay, we are going to have you covered in a big, big way. And Brady Cannon stepping in here, and he's excited about tonight's game, too, because that's more football. NFL back in a big way. And Brady, of course, got a new show here on the network, which talks about contests. Those of you invested in the NFL contest this year, whether it be Survivors or the Pick Fives or whatever it may be. My first question to you, though, is, well, it seemed like Cincinnati was this big overwhelming favorite for a Survivor pick this week, and now nobody has any idea who the hell Burrow's throwing the ball to, and this number is dropping to 7.5. I'm not worried about them being upset, but boy, oh boy, there's a lot of questions with Cincinnati here, aren't there?
Well, and we had a lot of questions ourselves. We just finished recording today's episode of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. It'll play overnight on Sports Grid tonight. And then, of course, you know, Joe, the contest deadlines, 4 p.m. Pacific for Circa and midnight, basically, for the Westgate Super Contest. So, yeah, make sure you tune in. But, yeah, we were sitting there kind of – we have three Survivor entries. We have an entry into Circa Sports Million, Westgate Super Contest, and then three into Circa Survivor. And the Bengals were on one of our cards, but we started going, hey, we started getting cold feet a little bit, you know. Hey, T. Higgins is now doubtful. Jamar Chase. And you know, Mike Pritchard is one of our co-hosts, a former player, former first-round draft choice, spent 9 years in the NFL. He said, he always brings up some great points from that player perspective. And he said, this could be, just be posturing. You know, Higgins and Chase could just be working in cahoots here saying, hey, you know, you better pay us, or, you know, you're going to see what life is like without the both of us here pretty quick. So, you know, you have to kind of try and read between the lines, and what are these guys really up to, and are they going to play? Who's not going to, you know, it just, and when you're playing in contests with $13 million on the line, it makes you think twice. So, you know,
I agree.
It's a tough one for sure. And you're right. You know, Joe Mixon wasn't the greatest thing since sliced bread, but is he better than Zach Moss, who's now in the backfield for Cincinnati? The defense, I think, ought to be pretty stout, but they lose DJ Reader across that defensive line, who was a great run stopper. So, you know, and it seems like Cincinnati the last few years, it's, I guess, maybe the first off season that Burrow's been healthy, but not quite because he had the thumb issue. And they've gotten off to some bad starts. I think it was last year, if I recall exactly, that they lost outright to Pittsburgh. And then I think went on the road the next week, or maybe it was a year before, went on the road and lost to Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys. So they've had slow starts in the past. And all that will make you a little bit nervous going into who you're going to land on for Circa Survivor.
There is tread carefully, because this is usually the time of the that first, second week, Grady. This is where everyone goes, all right, I'm excited, Survivor pulls. And then you get knocked out the first 2 weeks, and you're like, wow, that blew. That's not good, dear. But
well, that's the thing, too. You know, they figure over 40% are going to be on the Bengals. So, you know, for a minute we said, okay, well, if we want to pick someone else, you know, hopefully they obviously win. And then we root like heck against the Patriots. You know, is it worse for us to lose on a pick that 10% of the people have, or is it worse for us to lose on a pick that 45% of the people have? So, you know, question. All you got to do is pick winners. It's that easy, right? This Survivor stuff's pretty hard.
Oh, it's very, very hard. And there's no spreads involved, but you're like, yeah, okay, great. That doesn't make a difference. You still have to be worried, especially early on, because you just don't know what you're going to get. I don't know what we're going to get tonight from the Eagles with a new DC and a new OC and different players on the offensive line, different defense philosophy. Green Bay, pretty much the entire offense and add Josh Jacobs back again with Jordan Love. 49.5 is a total. It feels like points shouldn't be a problem tonight for either of these teams. How did you approach this one?
Well, you know how it is in prime time, Joe. My first reaction would always be to play under the total. And you're right. Mm. You've seen some money go towards this game going over the total. I think I even saw 50 pop up before we came on the program here. I'm not going to get involved here. I did not get involved in last night's game between the Chiefs and the Ravens, but I said all week here on the grid that this game was simply about the number. If you like Baltimore, grab the 3. If you like the Chiefs, lay the 2.5. I preferred laying the 2.5 with the Chiefs. Well, that worked, okay, but again, I wasn't involved because I didn't feel like I had a lot of conviction with that play. Same thing with tonight. There was a 3 out there with the Packers. It's gone now. I wouldn't necessarily want to take 2. This opened 1 over the summer, so a little bit of money's come in on the Eagles here. I think there's even 2.5s in the market now, which, again, that's what I would recommend. I would rather lay the 2 or 2.5 with the favorite than certainly take a bad number. If I couldn't get 3 on the Packers, it would be a pass. If I had to play the total, I would play under. I think the Packers, Joe, are more likely to kind of level off and have a relatively neutral season you know, we saw Jordan Love, you know, ascend to stardom in the second half of last year, but they didn't really do anything. They added some defense. I think they'll be improved on that side of the ball. But I think Jordan Love probably levels off a little bit. I think they win 9 or 10 games, which is exactly what their win total is. On the other hand, I think Philadelphia improves. I think they bounce back. They were fraudulent early in the season. Reality kicked in and they started to get blown out in the second half of the season. They've made a lot of changes. I think those changes pay off. Again, I'm not going to bet it. If I had to, I'd lay the short price with Philly.
Yeah, it's I think it's going to be a great opportunity to bet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
In game. I think that's what we're going to wait to see here. And I think it's going to be fun here. Brady Cannon, always a pleasure, my man. Football's back.
Thanks,
Joe. So it's Game Time Decisions, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready for what is going to be a monstrous first week. NFL Sunday football is back, and there is nothing like it in the world, and we are glad to have it back. But don't forget, we got a couple of college football games here tonight. Week 2 kicking off. You'll have a couple of new members of the ACC going at it. BYU taking on SMU here tonight. Big number, 12.5 for SMU, who quite honestly has not looked great offensively. In the first couple of games, they were also playing in week 0, did not look good at all here. BYU is going to be a much better team than SMU has even faced here yet. So that is a lot of points in that game coming up. It's going to be interesting to see at home, can SMU turn it around? A lot of hopes for SMU this season, maybe even a dark horse in the ACC, but we'll see what they can do against a much better defense and should be a better offense for BYU this year. That game is coming up here in the next hour. We also have one in the Windy City coming up between Northwestern and Duke, little ACC Big Ten battle. And this one is much closer than what we were looking at in that BYU game. Neither. Look at that total, 37.5. We're having reports of 20-mile-an-hour wind gusts, shocker, in the Chicago area there where this game is going to be played. We are starting to see a little more Northwestern money come in. Listen, neither of these two teams excited anybody offensively early on, right? Northwestern won 13-6. Over a tough and experienced Miami of Ohio team. And then it took, of course, Duke forever to eventually win against FCS Elon. And they ended up pulling away, eventually, you know, winning, I believe, 23-0 or something. It was disgusting there. But Manny Diaz, first year as the head coach now, the new head coach of the Duke Blue Devils, he's got a transfer quarterback that he nabbed from Texas. Was the backup quarterback there, Malik Murphy. Wasn't all that great in the first game. However, this is going to be a much tougher defense for him to face there. And if he's learning on the fly, new system, new everything here for Duke, boy, this is it's going to be tough conditions and certainly a tough place to play there. As Northwestern may not have the best offense, but we know for sure defensively they are going to be extremely stingy here, as they are a big-time defensive first program here. And I think that's what you're going to see, which is why when you got 18 to 20 mile an hour wind gust being reported, and you've got Manny Diaz, who is a huge defensive coordinator, defensive-minded head coach, along with Northwestern, who's always been defense first, guess what you're going to get? Probably not a whole lot of scoring, and I don't think we're going to get a whole lot of scoring in this game. So even though it's a low total, yeah, I would not have an issue here with looking at the under 37.5 in that one. Also, you've got a game with Indiana here tonight, who there is no line for this game, but look at the spread here, 43.5, no money line, rather, 54.5. And quite honestly, the 54 points might just be scored by Indiana alone. Can't promise that we're going to get anything from Western Illinois in this one, but a lot of high hopes for Indiana. New head coach, the former James Madison head coach is now the Indiana U head coach, and great returns in week one. And I do think Indiana is a team that's worth keeping an eye on that might win a game or two this year that they're not supposed to win in the Big Ten. So college football, week two off and running, but get ready. We got pro football today coming up next. A very special edition as they get you prepped for the 8 o'clock kickoff. It's coming. Week one of the NFL season is here. It's the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Green Bay Packers. LC and the crew have got you covered. Game Time Decisions will be back tomorrow. Enjoy the game. We'll see.